Oh, snap! It's another Snap Review from the Family Gamers.
Hi, I'm Izzy.
And I'm Nick.
And today's Snap Review is for the game Robots and Rockets Lightspeed, designed by Cy Robertson and published by Rulemate Games.
This is the second game in their line of Robots and Rockets. It plays 2 to 4 players, ages 7 and up. In this game, you take on the role of a skilled rocket builder looking to gain the respect of the master builders and become the greatest rocket maker in the galaxy.
For setup, shuffle the parts deck and place it in the middle of the table. Place all 4 launch pads around the deck. Place 1 part card per launch pad. Put the scrap yard somewhere on the table and deal 4 cards to each player. The youngest player goes first. So, Dad, how do we play?
Well, over the course of the game, you're going to be playing parts cards from your hand to construct rockets. The first part card you play must match the number or the color on the part card that's already at the launch pad. So, for example, the starting part card might be a red 6. So you can play either a red part card or a purple 6. You can then play multiple part cards to the same rocket as long as they match the previous color or number. The most exciting part is launching the rockets. To launch a rocket, the topmost card's value must be equal to the total number of parts on the rocket. So if a rocket has 4 parts on it already, and you play a part card with a 5 on it, the rocket is launched. Then take all the cards, place them face down in front of you. After launching a rocket, place a new card to the launch pad, and at the end of your turn, drop the 4 cards. Now, if you choose not to play a card, you can just discard one to the scrapyard, draw a card, and end your turn. Then gameplay continues until there are no parts left in the draw pile, and then each player gets one more turn. So, Izzy, how does scoring work?
Discard all unplayed cards in your hand, then turn over all launch pads to reveal the master builders. Separate your rocket cards by color. You score 1 point per rocket card you have. If you have the largest majority in color, take the matching master builders and score 3 points. If there's a tie, both players get 3 points. Total up your score to see who is the master builder.
So, Izzy, how did you like Robots and Rockets Lightspeed?
I like the game a lot. I like the artwork and the space theme. The fun part of the game is that you're trying to build rockets to score points. I like the Master Builder scoring bonuses, too.
For me, I completely agree with Izzy. I think the artwork is bright and colorful, and building rocket ships is a pretty cool theme. I like that the rules and gameplay are really straightforward. It's easy to learn and teach. And almost every turn, you have a chance to launch a rocket, which keeps the game very exciting and moving along. Tension can really build when you play a part card and then not launch a rocket. Sometimes, you know, you feel like a little risky, you're taking a little bit of a risk there when you don't complete that rocket, but it might pay off on a later turn when you can then keep continuing on with your master plan. There's zero take that in this game, making it very family friendly. Nobody's going to get offended or get their feelings hurt that you tried to mess up what they were going to do on their turn or by giving them extra cards or something like that. It has a really low age entry and just requires basic counting skills to be able to launch rockets, add up scores at the end. The only cons I could really see with the game is that sometimes it could be a little lopsided depending on players. In a 2-player game, Izzy and I had a few where she only had 2 rockets and I think I had like 5 or 6. So the scores were way apart, but I guess it really just comes to how well we shuffle the cards and luck of the draw. So Izzy, what are our final thoughts about Robots and Rockets Lightspeed?
It's a small game that you can take anywhere. It's fun, and who doesn't want to build a rocket?
Very true. And kids can easily teach this game to their friends or classmates or even their grandparents, right?
Yeah.
For adults, it might be a little too light for gameplay unless you really enjoy fillers, but it's definitely a great family filler game, and I think you'll dig this. So, Izzy, is Robots and Rockets Lightspeed family gamers approved?
Yes, we give it 4 out of 5 fuel cells. And that's Robots and Rockets Lightspeed in a snap. Rocket number 2 is launching. 3, 2, 1.